50 young niggas selling crack for a living. Tryna buy beers in a flat television. Single income and he tired of the feeling. Mama, I'm a man, gotta show her that he meant it. It's a cold ass world, gotta show him that he get it. Watch a good little boy turn into a cold nigga. He ready to die just to show him that he with it. So we put it on his mind, gotta get it how you living. One shot got life, Zimmerman gotta quit it. Talk about a carjacking, we talk about a killing. Wonder why we never had faith in the system.
You're now listening to the Three Guys On podcast with Randolph Terrence, Andy Klein, and Tim Miller. Make sure to listen to it with a nice, pretty young bitch.
Become the world champ, and then y'all enlist us. Get rich off the rap, y'all search us for pistols. It's like it ain't no respect till we burn up the buildings.
Hey!
Could you just accept that we murdered your children?
Two things happened. One, it was a long intro, and two, I started getting tweets from my wife, texts from my wife. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein. I can cut off some of the intro.
It's a little bit long.
It's a long
intro. Yeah, it is a little long.
I noticed Tim motioning like, you want me to talk?
Yeah. Oh, I'm Tim Miller. I like that line.
Tim Miller lives!
I'm here. I like that line, would you accept if we murdered your children? I like that line in this song.
I would not accept that. I'm just trying to murder a daughter.
Not a son. This is Nipsey Hussle, by the way. Who, by the name, you would think, okay, ignorant rap. But a message every now and then. I like
Nipsey. Life, Zimmerman gotta quit it.
I like Nipsey Hussle.
It's a weird rap name, Nipsey Hussle.
It is a weird rap name. You got to be into certain things to know. First of all, to know
Nipsey Russell. People
Nipsey
don't Russell.
Russell. I don't know who Nipsey Russell is anymore.
No.
Former stand-up comic.
He's got to be in. Yeah. And wore a dress.
Sang and talked in rhymes.
Black comedian that wore a dress. Yeah.
Did he
wear
a dress?
But maybe that's what it. Yeah.
Worked the Catskills.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What was? Did he have a character? I mean, I know.
It was a character, yeah.
Flip Wilson had a dress. Hey,
you're thinking of Flip Wilson. Nipsey never wore a dress. I'm sitting here thinking about
Nip Slip Russell.
You know what? I'm thinking of Flip Wilson.
You're thinking of Flip Wilson.
Oh, okay.
Nipsey was in.
Oh, let me take these songs off of this damn thing then.
Wildcat. What was the movie? Wildcats, Goldie Hawn, and LL Cool J.
He was in that. Flip Wilson was in.
Nipsey was the principal of the high school.
It's the sport of kings.
Nipsey Russell, born 1918, died 2005. Lived to the age of 87, was American comedian.
Real racism.
Best known today for his appearance as a guest panelist on game shows from the 1960s through the 1990s, especially Match Game, Password, Hollywood Squares, To Tell the Truth, and Pyramid. His appearances were frequently distinguished in part by the short, humorous poems he would recite during the broadcast. He was in The Wiz as the Tin Man.
Yes!
By the way.
A tea!
That was him crying.
A tea!
Do white people? I don't think white people like The Wiz.
I don't know.
I know.
Well,
I know,
February is coming. They better start liking it.
I don't think they have to like it. I don't. You know what? I think what I've noticed. February is becoming less and less because what it used to be Black History Month, but White People Guilt Month.
Right.
Now it's like Black History Month, and I mean, don't bring it up though. don't break. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, just
let's move on.
You know,
yeah, let's just move on.
Hey, buddy, I understand what you've been through.
I haven't seen The Wiz in years. Hey.
I've seen Selma.
I told y'all that in Germany they took us to it for Black History Week. That's how far back I
get. Get on down the road.
Black History. It used to be Black History Week, kids.
Don't you carry nothing.
If you're old enough and black, you know about that. Black History Week.
Black History Afternoon.
I grew up in Texas. We had a Black History Hour. You know who this nigga is? No. Next. You know who this nigga is? No. Next.
They were bringing people from the Scare Straight program for an hour. That was Black History Hour.
Put your hand in my pocket. I feel better now.
Yeah, they took us to the base
black.
To watch The Wiz. That's what they did. They took us from base housing because base housing was off the base. They drove to put us on the little yellow dog buses and drove us
with no seatbelts.
No seatbelts. Drove us over to the base to watch The Wiz, and then we drove back.
The Wiz. I don't even know if I've seen the whole thing. I mean, I know I've seen
white kids were all like, wow, so much dancing and singing. This wasn't like our Wizard of Oz.
And this our kinda, Wizard of Oz. And it's kind of spooky, too. It's a little bit, is this a demon on a toilet? Is she on a toilet? There's so many movies that I love that I didn't know white people hated.
Patrice,
like Ghostbusters 2. I didn't know white people hated Ghostbusters 2. We're super black.
Patrice pointed out on
white
one of those
people
80s,
hate Ghostbusters
on one of those 80s shows. They were talking about The Wiz. They were talking about the 70s. They were talking about how The Wiz was made in the 70s, I guess. And Patrice was the only one who pointed out because it was all like white comics. And then Patrice was like, yeah. And then they had like the light skinned. Woman was the good Glinda the good witch,
right?
And then here comes the fat black nasty witch because only good comes from white.
There's a bunch of clips of The Wiz on YouTube,
I'm sure.
See, that we had to go through.
Don't you carry nothing that might be a load? There it is.
Ease on down.
Michael Jackson and Diana Ross.
Yep. Michael Jackson was a scarecrow.
Diana Ross was
Dorothy.
She was Dorothy.
She was like 45 years old.
Yeah.
Or whatever she was.
Come on, Dorothy! Come on!
Very 70s.
Come on now.
Ease on down.
Come on.
A simpler time.
All right, you can turn this shit off now. I'm an adult.
I've had my Black History Minute.
Trust me, I'm over it.
I'm watching Amber Rose twerk in her wedding dress.
Her wedding dress.
That poor girl.
That's all she knows how to do.
She is destined to just be.
She was lucky to be born at this time. Well, I guess a pretty woman has always traditionally done well through history.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, they're always born at the right
woman.
Time.
Yeah. A woman that brings out a man's animal instincts will always be popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's never born in the wrong era.
No. And it's natural.
I was looking at those Instagram pictures, and then the story popped up immediately of her getting cheated on. She shut down Instagram. Instagram. No, Amber Rose shuts down Instagram.
Oh, God.
She put up 4 pictures in a bikini and a string bikini. She didn't shut it down.
Amber Rose breaks the internet. Who's going to break it next? Kim Kardashian broke
it. She already broke it.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian breaks internet. Let's get that email from Kathleen.
They never put anything up like, this woman broke the internet with her words.
Yeah.
She wrote a brilliant article. Like they never do that. Anytime somebody puts up some picture of them naked or whatever their best asset is, tits, ass, they always put up the next thing.
This dying boy who wrote a treaty on what life meant to him, he broke the internet.
He didn't break the internet.
Did he break it?
No. Yeah, he got 4 retweets.
from his mom, his aunt. His aunt.
His mother twice because she doesn't know how to retweet.
His girlfriend.
She did it twice accidentally.
She accidentally did it twice.
His girlfriend.
My mom does that to me all the time. She always sends me text messages twice.
Because she didn't know
if it's sent or not.
Yeah. We have an email from Kathleen.
Kathleen?
The title of the email is Je ne connais pas Charlie. Oh, no. Parentheses, I don't know Charlie.
Yeah.
Hey, 3GO. Finally caught up on episodes. I haven't been writing in because I'm usually weeks behind. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Get your shit together.
Happy Black History Month 2014. The whole Je suis Charlie thing has me confused. Maybe y'all can help me out. I'm having a hard time understanding the protests and hashtags as if anyone other than Al-Qaeda thought these cartoonists should die for being offensive. I understand French people love to protest about everything every week, so my gripe is more about Americans. It's also weird to me that people have chosen to express their thoughts on this by saying, I am Charlie Hebdo. More information has come out after the fact, but people seem to be supporting something many people found to be racist without knowing it, or without caring. I know it shouldn't surprise me, but it seems yet again people are stuck in a black and white dialogue. Either you are for or against free speech, and that's represented by what you think about this French magazine. I was studying abroad in Paris 10 years ago, and the last time something like this erupted, there was no violence involved, and people seemed to be engaging in more of a dialogue about cultural ignorance. By the way, the French have a horrible racism problem and treat any of their citizens whose lineage isn't 100% French for centuries very poorly. I wouldn't go as far as to say it's better or worse than America. Some aspects are way better and some are way worse, or way more ignorant. But their racism feels more deep-seated since it's an older country. My Muslim friends in Paris would tell me that even the white people whose family lived in Algeria for the time the French occupied it are looked at as second-class citizens. I just wonder how the French Muslims are being treated right now. Also, thank you for the lessons on Scott. I love the punk bands with horns growing up. Had no idea I was using the wrong word or cultural appropriating. The more you know.
Ska.
We talked about that last
time. Not really ska, but okay. They have the French have a serious problem with their brown people, much more than, I don't want to say much more than America does, because America has a huge problem with their brown people.
Is it because they don't wear scarves?
It's different.
It's just different, but it's bad. It's because they don't wear scarves. They wear them on their heads. But they act like they don't. Take and that's the,
scarf,
the thing that I think bothers,
stick
nothing bothers
off your
brown
head.
People more than when you act like, I can't stand that, when you act like, oh, it's just not happening. Like, oh, God. I'm gonna slap you in your
can you
fucking face.
Can you just acknowledge
this shit's happening?
That
it
is happening.
It ain't gonna change until you acknowledge it.
I don't know what you mean. What are you talking about? I can't
fucking stand it.
Oh my God!
Just
can't come on.
Fucking stand it.
Really? You don't?
You know it happens everywhere, but that no one wants to acknowledge. It. Yeah, they just don't want to acknowledge.
That's my elephant noise.
There's nothing going on. You don't see anything behind the
you
curtain.
You don't see that.
Yeah, you know,
no,
you don't see that.
I've had things behind curtains.
You don't see if you don't see,
ignore
it's okay.
The man behind the curtain.
Okay, there's a curtain. That's fine. Just you don't see it.
The man behind the
but
curtain.
But you don't hear it. You don't hear it.
Nope.
I do not hear.
Nope. Nope. And here's the thing. Here's
I just heard that.
It here's
just,
what they're dealing
a little one.
With. They're dealing with older world Muslims. They like to blow shit up. Then burn shit.
You would think they'd all be dead.
like to blow shit up. They'll come at you with a curvy sword, man. Yeah. They'll come at you with a curvy sword.
I mean, if they can pick up those heavy ass things.
They're like, you know, that whole pen is mightier thing, that's bullshit.
They'll yeah, come dog. At you with a curvy
we got,
sword.
Yeah, no, man.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm telling you what the fuck they'll do.
Well,
they like to come at you with. They like to blow shit up.
I think
brown people
I am
like
Charlie,
to blow shit up.
I am Charlie. When people say they're not endorsing the content of the magazine,
yeah, and that's the thing.
They're endorsing kind of the slippery slope. Like first they came for Charlie Hebdo, and I said nothing. So it's like, well, I could be a target for something I said.
Yeah, but let's not act like Charlie Hebdo didn't make it a point to go after Muslims.
They went after everyone.
In their defense, they do go after everyone. But according to a guy who used to work there, there's very much. After 9/11, like, but you know what? So did everybody else. After 9/11, it became a very Muslim-centric thing. So they just ratcheted up like everybody else. It just so happens that for Charlie Hebdo, is they're fucking in your face with it, as opposed to America, who just walks around talking shit. Which again is why I like the honesty of just fucking face-to-face interaction. As opposed to America, who just
like
walks around kind of half-ass talking shit. I don't like that.
Yeah. I like middle
I think
ground.
I would have done very well as far, like I saw I watched this movie. Oh, it's fucking fantastic. 13 Assassins.
Ugh, who's in that?
That movie's so great. It's a Japanese movie. I just got Netflix. Japanese movie on Netflix. 12 Assassins. Where they get, and it's just,
have you guys seen Friends?
It's just a straight up one-to-one, I'm fighting you. And who? It's my skills against
familiar.
Your skills, and whoever wins, wins.
Who's in it?
Yeah. Oh, nobody would know. It's a bunch
Foreigners.
Of Japanese actors.
No, but I mean, well, I was going to say, I know Japanese actors.
But
I don't know any
It's the Shogun. The Shogun's half-brother is crazy.
Of
and
course.
He can't kill him just based on the laws and the traditions of Japan. So he recruits these samurais to basically kill him, get past his personal guard and kill him.
I have seen that.
To do an off-the-books job.
I have seen it.
Yeah, and they do it off-the-books. He's like, look, you just do it.
Yeah.
If you get caught, I'm going to have to disavow you. It's
not
like
only is he crazy.
He's
well, how
nuts.
Old
he's
is
fucking
it?
Nuts. It's, is you've it? Seen it. He was a young dude.
No. Is it a
Oh, it's a recent movie, yeah. It's
okay.
A remake of a it's
a
true
remake
story.
Of an old one. I saw the
it's
old one.
A remake of an old one, and then they remade it again.
I saw the old one.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you about the old one. Do you remember how those how karate movies used to be?
Oh, there was a lot of gore.
Oh, it was a lot of gore. It was also a lot of nudity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so my dad would go, I would go with my dad, go to, Blockbuster Video. No.
Was it Pop and Go? Because Pop and Go was all over Texas. No. They had all the raunchy shit.
You know what else was in Pop? No, it wasn't porno. It was, you remember H-E-B? H-E-B is a grocery store in Texas.
They used to rent videos.
So
did Kroger.
7-Eleven did that for a while.
Everybody was trying to rent because Blockbuster.
Because Blockbuster was big. But they had a video store, and they had movies like, they had karate movies. Karate movies like that. And then they had, so me and my dad would go.
He didn't even say it. They had
But they didn't have porn
on the other side of them beads.
They didn't have any beads.
Them hanging beads.
They didn't have any of that. They didn't have any of that. So that's why I thought it was weird, because I was like, I was into karate and ninjas and all of that shit. Of course, right? Like every kid.
Yeah.
I got this shit. It was titties every fucking. I was like, okay,
this is the greatest movie I've ever seen. Yeah, titties and fighting.
My dad was like, we can't watch this with your mom. Like, we can't. So what we did was, because he knew. So what we did was we got home. We were supposed to watch a movie a family movie or whatever. We got home first, though, me and my dad. So I was like, let's pop this in now. And then we'll watch this.
I can't wait to see these titties, Dad.
And then when they get here, I wasn't sure if there was going to be titties in there, but I was like, it's probably going to be some titties. I mean, it's going to be some kicking and swords and flying and shit, but it's going to be some titties.
But mostly titties.
Titties in the ass and shit. Yeah. It had quite a bit.
This one has titties in it. I'm sure it does. A lot more, fighting, though.
At some point, the emperor becomes a woman.
A giant titty.
It wasn't in this one?
No.
Are you sure?
No, this is just 13. No, this is just 13 assassins, because it was all about this one battle.
A woman.
The whole movie led to this one battle. And the fight sequence lasted about 20 minutes.
I swear to God, I think it's the same thing. Was it modern or was it?
It was modernist. Let me rephrase that.
Because they were on horseback.
It was set in feudal times.
That's what
it was,
I mean.
Made like last week. You know, right. It's a new movie.
Yeah, they were on horseback.
Yeah, 13 Assassins.
They would ride the horse,
tweeted
fly,
about it,
and then jump back on the horse.
Haywood and then Haywood and Jimmy both came in. Oh, the movie's fantastic. I'm like, yeah, it's fucking. The movie's fucking good. 13 Assassins.
I'm going to watch it to see if it's the same.
Yeah, 13 Assassins.
I'm going to do some research.
Well, the Shogun's brother was nuts. And
Shogun.
He was like his half-brother. And he was like, he's got to fucking die. But I can't kill him. I need you guys to do some Mission Impossible and get him.
I'm going to hire
him. And this is after all the war. So all these samurais are sitting around. They got nothing going on. They're
13
like, well,
niggas.
Bored samurais.
We need something to do.
Damn. We ain't got no killing to do.
They're
just in a day job.
Samurai.
They're just fucking at work.
The one dude, the lead samurai, he fishes all day. That's what he does. He's just sitting fishing.
Well, one of them,
The other samurai, his top student, he just trained all day. Just in the dojo, just training all day.
He's like, it's not like, so much the fighting
like,
I miss.
He's like Stickman from from RPG.
I kind of miss the titties more than the fighting.
No, he's just training all day.
I could do without the fighting. Does,
you know, I kind of miss the raping.
It's more about the titty part.
I missed all the raping.
Pillaging, sure. Yeah. That's fine. But
he recruits 12 dudes, and then he gets another
sword play.
That sword play is fucking...
I missed the sword play.
Fantastic. Yeah. Dude told him at one time, the dude that trained all day, he told him, hey, there was like... It was maybe 30 soldiers over here, and he had his number two guy behind him, and he told him, listen, kill anybody that gets past me. That's all he said. Kill anybody that gets past me. And then he just started killing motherfuckers. Because this is why, like, people say, that could never happen. This is how you got to look at
it. It's not about
the soldiers that are in the... suspend disbelief, number one.
Can you watch
a
movie?
They don't
watch a fake thing?
They don't have guns. So it's literally who is more skilled
at a fucking sword.
In this. Who's more skilled? They ain't got no guns where you can shoot the guy from the distance. Who's more skilled?
No, it's not going to be.
This guy
as
trains
clean.
Every day. These soldiers ain't training. They fat. They ain't training. Just wading through their ass.
Out of weight.
Yeah. Just killing.
Or out of shape.
Just kill anybody who gets past me. Just kill anybody who gets past me. It's a good ass movie.
Kind of want to see it now.
It's a good movie. That's good. It has a lot of good.
How do we get on this?
Subtitles?
It's subtitles. There's a lot of good things about the mental.
How do we
just society? I don't know how we got like on this.
I don't even know how we're
just about society, but it just popped into my head.
We're talking about France
about
at some point.
France and society.
And the
society
whole thing about the French are terrible to Muslims. I don't think people care. Oh, I think French. It's a call celeb to say "Je suis Charlie," just like bring back our girls or whatever. It's like something people can just. This is my donation.
By the way, the fucking in Nigeria, like 600 people were killed the same day.
But they're not killed for free speech rights.
Yeah, exactly. So fuck them.
So it doesn't. It's not
so
a cause.
Fuck them. Plus, it's in dirty Africa. So fuck them. That well, beautiful,
they're gonna
beautiful
die anyway,
nation,
if not from rape and or murder.
You don't have
AIDS.
That beautiful continent. Fuck them. They're savages. Fuck them.
You don't have cameras documenting it. If it's not on in pictures, then CNN can't run it for 24 hours. They're not on Twitter. You can't. Well, hold on. We gotta.
Thank
something
you.
We've just been given something by a daughter.
A plate of penguin.
Plate of penguins.
I wonder how penguin meat would taste. If didn't hear that, did you?
No.
So no one was tweeting about Boko Haram because they didn't have Twitter. But it's just like it's out of sight, out of mind.
Boko Haram, Andy.
Haram. Procol Harum, the singer from the '70s, or the band. I don't know if it's one person.
Isn't that crazy that they sound just like
whiter shade of pale?
Yeah.
Boko Haram.
Haram.
Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. It was about Africa. Shit. Oh, more countries than any other continent.
Yeah.
52.
50 some countries. Yeah.
South Sudan just broke away from North Sudan.
The other Sudan?
So there, yeah. South Sudan just broke away from East Sudan?
Right.
North and South Sudan just broke. So now there's 52 countries,
right,
in one continent.
52 like, separate countries.
52 separate countries.
Like, plus, they're full of those dirty black people.
Well, you know what
dirty,
it is.
Dirty, savage.
What it is.
Black people, who gives a fuck about these, them.
They got these, curvy swords, too.
These warlords.
Yeah.
These warlords and these people, usually backed by other countries, European, if you will. They just take over a little area and they say we're a country.
The fucking guy from fucking West Virginia.
I'm the president of this country.
About the guy from fucking Virginia. I'm gonna just give my.
He went to a place that no one.
I'm just gonna give my daughter so she can be a princess. Sit the fuck down, white boy. Sit the fuck down.
He told his daughter that she was going to be the queen of a country one day. Or
she'll be a princess. I want to, you know, I call my daughter Princessa,
right?
Because the lady when she was a little kid was taking care of her called her Princessa. I was like, oh, that's cute. Kind of stuck, Princessa. It's a good little Twitter handle when I'm writing about her, Princessa.
My daughter's name's Peanut.
You know, or even something like that. I mean, it is what it is. Peanut, Princessa. It's some cute little shit to just to put up. My boy Brian calls his daughter Niblet. It's some cute little shit to print up.
Niblet.
I have never thought of going to take over some shit to make her an actual princess.
Yeah, but you promised
there's a crown right there.
What was his like justification?
He promised
his
daughter.
He's a douchebag.
And he was like, I can't lie to her. Bullshit.
Douche.
His loyalty was
kids.
To his daughter.
Just a douchebag.
Well, what was his?
He
like,
found a corner on the map that didn't belong to anybody
except
it's like,
AIDS.
It's a remote area.
Yeah, basically,
nothing grows there.
AIDS, desert, and scorpions.
Yeah.
You know, that's what lives there.
Daddy, I want to go see my people. Nah.
Oh, by the way, I just pulled up an article. Africa is in the news. By the way. Charlie Hebdo, 4 dead in Niger protest.
Jesus.
So see, when people protest Charlie Hebdo and die in Africa.
Yeah, now it's up.
It's up on BBC News.
I'm going to be honest, and I'm asking a serious question. I'm not asking rhetorically. I'm not asking guess the race. I'm asking seriously.
Ask rhetorically.
Is there anything worse than white douchebaggery? White, not let me narrow it down.
You have to narrow it down.
White male douchebaggery. Is there anything worse
than
that?
Well, douchebaggery.
But be specific. Like, what do you mean by douchebag?
Like, this fucking douchebag who takes his kid to a foreign country and is like, yeah, I claim this land.
Isn't douchebag a word that's only used against white people? No one calls a black guy a douchebag.
Well, what's the equivalent of a douchebag for a white guy, for a black guy?
I mean, douchebag is just, it's just dick. Everything's asshole. Everything is asshole, ultimately.
Ultimately, yeah, but we get...
Well, let's just say asshole then. We is get white monkey. Assholeness worse than anything else? Well, I think so, because, and here's why, because white asshole men have resources. That's bad.
Some of
that's
them
a
do.
Bad combination. Yeah, some of them don't, but right. They have resources, and that's a bad combination. There's nothing worse than being an asshole and having resources. You can do some crazy shit at that point. Like, I don't know, fly to another country and claim it.
Well, it wasn't a country.
For your well, it is now.
Right.
Douchebag.
So, I mean, but why is that? That doesn't affect anybody. Douchebag. Like, I think there are more... examples that affect people of
just
a,
of I know, and that's a, yeah. And that's, and I'm talking on the low scale. Just, I haven't even gone on the high scale.
That's just
yet.
The guy who's a dumbass.
Yeah, I haven't even gone on the high scale of the asshole.
Well, is it douchebaggery? Is it just like he just doesn't know that that
would be make you appear to be a dick.
He planted a flag.
He did. He took a fucking flag.
He had a flag that his daughter designed.
He took a fucking flag.
And like it was he planted like in rocks, because it was basically like just a rocky terrain with
my
nothing.
My daughter comes up to me and is like, "Daddy, are you gonna no? Fuck out of here!
You know what? There you have your own country. It's called your room. Go to
fuck
it.
Fuck out of here.
Go govern
and
your
room. You know what? It really ain't your country. It's my country that I let you live in.
You're loaning it. It's on loan.
Not let you live in.
Yeah.
Till you get the fuck out of here and get your own place. And even then, I'll come over there and plant my fucking flag.
Is it like Hong Kong where there's a deadline? It's her country until
for 100 years
until she turns 18.
For 100 years till the lease runs out.
Right. Can we lease a country in your country, please?
I like that email, Kathleen. I just feel like they're having the French having problems with the brown people, and I think Obama should have went to the thing where all the presidents were marching.
All the presidents who stifle free speech in their own countries.
Yeah, I think he should have went to that, mainly because as a president, you're basically the king of the president of the United States. You're the king of the world, basically, and that's why they hate him. You're the king of the world. And
but it's not like a king, but it's kind of like a he's like
it's like
King Joffrey.
It's funny you should say that, because you've actually been next door to
maybe
it.
Not him.
You've actually been next door to it right there, so you've seen what it is when they're around.
It's
when they're around other foreign leaders. You're basically the king of the world. You're the president.
I was too close to it.
Yeah, you know,
I was in the same room with them. So
yeah. Yeah.
So, when you're in the same room with them, you're not like, it's like you're in the same room, but it's kind of like, hey, don't record.
Yeah, you're a chair now. You're in a chair.
Yeah, you're kind of like
your furniture.
And then it's like, what are you doing in this room?
Like, who said?
Who sent you in here? Can you get the fuck out? Yeah.
I think he should have went.
Maybe
I think
he should have
went.
Go.
He should have been in the. He should have been in the center of
what
the picture.
What is this that he didn't go to?
There was just a bunch of the world leaders. Like Merkel went, and obviously the president of France. And I guess
all of them went.
The British prime minister,
even the guy from Saudi Arabia.
Here's what you got to look
Saudi
at.
Saudi guy went.
Here's what you got to look at.
I look at it like there's.
You know what it is?
Whenever
it's
the president
like when,
goes somewhere, you got to send a team ahead of Secret Service guys to sweep and
not
to
just do Secret stuff. Service guys.
Now I was talking to somebody who
you got to send a team ahead. Of,
I was talking. Yeah, you got to send these.
You got to
ahead.
You got to send every team ahead.
It was.
It's not just Secret Service,
and it happened quickly.
It was like 30 teams,
and there's all this shit that has to be done with moving him from. We're gonna go from here. Now we're gonna go over there, and
it.
I was talking to somebody who worked for the State Department. One of my clients.
There's a reason why they did it like that.
Yeah, one of my clients was high up in the State Department. I train her pretty much every day, and she was like, you know, they have a Secret Service in France. I'm like, I'm sure they do, but because she was like, he probably should have went. I was like, yeah, but on a moment's notice, he can't just pick. He's not an ordinary guy anymore. He can't just pick up. You know what? I think I'm gonna go to France tomorrow.
Well, there's two.
Now
things.
He could afford it.
One, he has. He's half white, so that might have been the white douchebag.
Well, yeah, that's
saying no.
That's true.
And also,
what's the other thing?
That's true.
It's kind of like when Prince didn't do "We Are the World." It's like I'm above all you people.
Yeah, I'm.
You know, I don't have to be here. I'm Prince.
Really that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah,
I really don't have to.
But
do
I didn't realize it was a moment. You got to realize with this president. moment's notice means
I can't just pick up and go.
Yo, you know it's niggas out trying to kill me, right?
Yeah.
Like I can't be like it's murderers in places.
You think these motherfuckers bombed out a fucking newspaper?
Like
you think they ain't coming for me?
It's lazy terrorists all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to make their day. You know what I mean? I don't want to just show up and a terrorist be like, "Oh shit. Yeah. I wasn't gonna kill him.
Yeah,
this is my lucky. This is a dream come true."
Yeah. Terrorist opens his door.
And if that trust. Yeah. If that was my wife, she'd be like, "You ain't going."
He's going out to get the newspaper. The
Secret Service can't go down there. You ain't going.
Picks up the newspaper from his driveway. Looks up. Is that Obama right there?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh shit.
Oh shit. And they're walking like, right down the street.
Oh, wait a minute. The president he always goes like surprise visits to. Afghanistan, yeah, to military bases, to army bases.
What I would have done is probably sent
Air
Biden.
Force.
Two reasons: one, Biden's really good at that kind of stuff. He's really good at smoozing other people,
and ain't nobody trying to kill Biden.
Yeah, so I just probably would have sent Biden.
Do you know how many
John Kerry speaks French?
Do you know how
so
many
I might
people
sent him?
Do you know how many people would kill the person that killed Joe Biden?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
people
ISIS,
love Biden.
ISIS would fuck. ISIS would fuck
love Joe Biden.
You killed the vice president. We have to cut off your head now. They'd fuck him up.
Yeah. And now I'm coming after you with this Kirby sword.
Yo,
I love the Kirby sword. The image of somebody coming at somebody with a Kirby sword. I love that.
The curvier the better, man.
I love that.
Because it's kind of like fashion, if you think about it.
I don't like these.
You can wear a Kirby sword.
A scimitar. Swords.
With a nice sarong.
I'm shouting out to Rod right now. Rod loves swords. I love the scimitar.
I like a real sword with curves.
The curvy sword.
Not these fake phony swords.
Not these fake ass swords. What you go? You get with they get surgery and
photoshopped and shit. I want a real sword.
A real sword. I like real curves.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this story about. Look, the goalpost got torn down after Ohio State won the national championship. The goalposts were torn down and they set 89 fires in this little town.
Mostly in little dumpsters.
Yeah.
A lot of fires.
But, you know, the National Guard wasn't sent out mainly because, let's be honest, they're not black. I mean, I'm going to just say it.
There are black people who go to Ohio State.
Yeah, they all play on Ohio State.
Don't all play football.
That's the first thing I thought. I was like, well, if the team went out there and started setting shit on fire, maybe the cops would have showed up.
So what if the basketball team went out? I mean, they weren't playing.
Yeah, again, it would have said shit. Or LeBron. LeBron was there, you know, but it was a lot of white kids. So, you know, they're just like this fucking couple right now, the sweethearts that are terrorizing the fucking countryside. They're sweethearts.
The Bonnie and Clyde story?
Because they're white. They're not sweethearts. Would you have called black kids sweethearts? No, they'd been called thugs.
It's like Mickey and Mallory.
Fuck out of here with this nonsense.
Well, they did. I mean, I saw one article that was like, I mean, these people in Ohio State. Hold on, daughter has a.
She's
thing.
Got a daughter yeah, question.
She has a thing. The people in Ohio State rioted, and the media called it a celebration.
Yeah, celebration.
Well, it was
a fucking riot. Yeah,
it was. That's what they were doing. They were celebrating, and they were like setting shit on fire. It was a celebration. You can't compare it to Ferguson and say, well, why was one called a celebration and one not? Because one was a celebration.
Are they destroying public property?
Yeah, but they were doing it during celebration.
Yeah, well, okay,
the celebration is the appropriate word,
so it's
is what
right.
I'm saying.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's not the same as Ferguson.
It's okay.
It's not a protest.
It's all right.
So I kind of feel like
what
you're
I would
trying
wonder
to
is
bridge
if,
this gap.
If it was all black people celebrating, and I'm doing air quotes.
Right.
If it was all black people celebrating, would it be okay? I highly doubt it.
I don't think it would be the same.
No. if it was a young, let's say it was an 18-year-old black guy and a 13-year-old black girl, and they were just doing a crime spree, running across
the
country stealing cars.
Is that how old the girl is, 13?
Yeah, she's 13. I'm like, you're going to go to jail, bro, when they catch you. So my advice to you is be the Thelma and Louisa at the end.
First of all.
Because you're going to jail.
First of all, I didn't like this whole thing because he had on dirty jeans.
He did have on dirty jeans.
If you got on dirty jeans... Only a black man would notice that shit.
I'm like, first thing I saw the same thing. I said, he's got on dirty jeans.
He got on some dirty ass jeans. He's a fucking murderer. This dude is murdering people, son.
I saw a dude in the gym one day. One morning we were there. Dude came in. He had on jeans. He was yoked up. He had a lot of utility, and I'm doing air quotes utility muscles. Mm-mm. He was yoked up. He had sandals on in the gym.
Mm.
I was like, first of all, he's done time. Yeah. That's number one.
Yeah, no, dog.
Number two, no, don't mess with him.
No,
because he might kill everybody in this motherfucker.
I dropped the weight. I worked at a gym when I was in stationed in Fort Bragg. Because I'm high speed, low drag, and they said, "Hey, can we get you? To come in to work in this gym?" I was folding towels all day and putting away weights.
Yeah,
that people didn't put away. I put the weight on like the rack. It was a 45,
yeah.
And it was kind of in the middle. I was in the middle row and I accidentally smashed my finger in between a weight that was already there and the 45.
Yeah.
So basically split my pinky and I took off. I took off like I was like, I can't come.
I gotta go.
Guys, I gotta go.
Gyms are dangerous, dude.
I can't. And now this's my hand.
Yeah.
He's got his feet out.
Yeah. Well, that's what they said. Like this
dog.
It's early in the morning. It's 5:30.
No,
I've just finished training somebody. And they're like, hey, there's a guy in here with sandals.
Dog.
You need to go tell him. This is one of the girls that works at the gym too.
Excuse me.
You need to go tell him that he can't be in there with you. I said, I ain't telling him shit. So he can get mad at me.
Let me tell you something about
that guy's been inside.
Yo. The 5 a.m. workout dude. I was a 5 a.m. workout dude. When I was in the Army, same gym.
Yeah.
You go to PT.
Yeah.
In the morning. This is what I did for a week. And this is when I was super.
You lasted the whole week?
I was super hoo-hoo. I would go before I did the 4 a.m. the 4 a.m. like PT. I went to the gym first.
PT in the dark.
PT in the dark. And yeah, exactly. PT in the dark. I went to the gym first. So that means that's two workouts.
Yeah.
I did that for a week.
Yeah.
Do you know who's in that gym?
Yeah. The hardcore motherfuckers are in there.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Nobody, yo.
Yeah.
I would make at the 8 a.m. people.
Yeah.
When I got there, I would make announcements. Because when I worked there, I would make announcements like, hey, can you guys make sure that you put your weights back on?
Re-rack your weights. We do that.
They don't make that announcement at the 5 a.m. group.
There's no reason to talk to them.
You don't make that announcement for them, motherfuckers. 5
a.m. people know what the fuck they're doing.
No. And if they don't, you do it yourself.
I got it, sir.
So that's what I was doing at 8 a.m. when I got my finger crushed. Because the 5 a.m. crew didn't tell them shit. 5 a.m. Can you tell them to fucking put their weights up? I'm not talking to them.
No,
them motherfuckers are crazy.
There's a dude that comes
in. Their eyes are red.
There's a dude that comes in early in the morning.
They're fucking nuts.
6 days a week. We call him Megatron.
No, dog.
White dude.
You don't talk to them.
He's a white dude.
Nuh-uh.
He works out. I mean, he literally leaves puddles of sweat.
He never chalks up. He comes in.
Megatron, dude. From his car. Megatron, it's like,
he comes in from his car, hands already chalked.
People say, if he doesn't show up, we'll all say, did y'all see Megatron today?
It was Megatron here? What's
did
wrong?
He didn't show up today?
Did he die? Did he die from a stroke?
He didn't show up today?
Did he die from steroid overdose?
Wow, Megatron wasn't here today. That's weird. That's weird. Him, sandals guy. I was like, I ain't telling him.
No, I'm not
man.
Talking to that dude.
I ain't telling him. That dude is fresh out. A black guy with jeans and sandals on and a t-shirt.
That's
black,
all he owns.
First off, black dudes don't wear sandals, man.
Exactly.
We don't wear sandals. And if we do, they look like the old sandals from the Bible. I've seen 40-year-old dudes wear fucking sandals from the Bible.
Right.
From the Bible.
Bible like, sandals.
You look like you should be on one of Sinbad's jazz cruises right now. What are you doing at the mall?
With a flowing shirt.
Scary shit.
My daughter's over there, boy.
I don't know how we got on to that.
Stop asking me questions.
But it was funny. Pull up that 2 Chainz interview, Andy.
2 Chainz!
Talk about it.
I got the whole interview. It's on YouTube. 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz and Nancy Grace.
I couldn't watch it before. Because
we knew that was going to be a train.
Her voice is too annoying.
Ugh.
I can't. It's not his voice. It's her voice.
I never knew that. Why would anybody book them together?
I don't know. I don't know why you'd even go on Nancy Grace's show. I think she was looking for someone who was too dumb.
Oh, and she
to argue
he was,
back,
right? And she thought he was dumb.
And she was like, "Oh, this is a home run.
This would be an easy one."
Yeah, I'm gonna stomp all over 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz.
Here's the thing.
2 Chainz is actually smart.
I didn't watch the interview because I wanted to hold back.
I couldn't watch it.
And wait. I wanted to hold back and wait for the podcast.
Now, the thing
about the 2 Chainz interview, when I saw Nancy Grace, I put a tweet up. I said, when she introduced him, did she say, ladies and gentlemen, my guest is a rapper and activist.
Mr. Chainz?
Rapper and activist. 2 Chainz!
2
Chainz! Did she introduce him like that?
No chance.
I'm disappointed if she didn't do it like that.
No chance.
Let's hear
There's
what
no
she
chance.
Said.
Right, known as 2 Chainz. Also,
I mean, that was close.
Also,
okay, that was not bad.
Known as 2 Chainz.
That was not bad.
Heath,
but oh, if you're going to do it, I mean... You gotta 2 Chainz. You gotta go all the way with it.
Titty boy with us.
She put titty boy in. Good for her.
So okay, just to give some, let's give some background right quick, because I know Dominique know.
Yeah,
I know
Dominique knows.
Motherfucker,
yeah. Dominique knows.
Shannon knows. Okay, out of Atlanta, there was a guy named Ludacris. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He had a crew. Just like Nelly did. Nelly was
Saint Lunatics.
Ludacris had a crew too. This is what they do with rappers. That's where they take them and they do a corporate thing. One rapper is very popular, so let's get his whole crew in.
It's a Justice League.
And then
Justice League.
Let's get a group together. So in Ludacris
Flavor Unit.
In Ludacris's camp, he had this cat named Lil Fate. He had this other cat named whatever. Also in this camp was a rapper by the name of Titty Boy. Now,
B-O-I.
Titty Boy. T-I-T-Y-B-O-I.
And he had a singing group called Titty Boy
to
Men.
Titty Boy did was he said, okay, I'm just going to hang, you know, it's my boy. And then after a while, he was like, I'm not getting a whole lot of money. So Titty Boy left. Disturbing the Peace, Ludacris's.
And he morphed
into 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz!
Well, now, he was Titty Boy, and then he became Breast Man, and that didn't work. And then he went to 2 Chainz.
Well, he tried 1 Chainz first.
He tried 1 Chainz.
1 Chainz!
All chest accessories. Now, what 2 Chainz did, now, there's a reason why, and this is the funny thing about hip hop, is that people talk about, like, it's none of this commercial shit. No, dog. It's 100% commercial shit. That's why every time there's a new producer, they come on, they say whatever their line is.
Yeah.
That's called branding.
Right.
That's why DJ Khaled said, we the best.
We the best.
Every song, he says that.
Listen.
Now, he doesn't say that. It's a good thing. That's just what he says because it's branding.
Right.
We the best.
2 Chainz does that.
Listen.
Every fucking song. So it's one of those things where you go, you might be a little smarter than you let know.
Well, she tried to say.
It's the marketing thing.
That's the marketing thing.
She said, roll it back a little bit because she said Titty Boy. Like,
here we go.
She's trying to clown him by saying Titty
but
Boy.
But that's why she said Titty
she
Boy.
She doesn't listen to this. She doesn't know anything about it.
I'm
like,
star
she
in his
brought,
own right. Known
David
as
Banner
2 Chainz. Also, Tahit Epps. Also, Titty Boy with us. From my old stomping grounds, College Park, Georgia. Now,
she said
one of the most famous rap stars.
Let's go, like, right quick. Let me tell you how disrespectful she being.
Yeah.
Now she said his first. She said 2 Chainz.
Right.
And then she went to also known as Titty Boy. But here's what she fucked
in
up.
In the middle, she threw
it. Yeah, let me tell you. And this is like menace of society when the dude is like, now you know you done fucked up.
Fucked up, right?
You know you done fucked up. She said his government name.
Yeah. Try to throw it in.
She threw it in. And let me tell you how disrespectful she was being. I'm not even gonna say it again. If you don't know it, I'm not fucking saying this shit again.
2 Chainz, also Tahit Epps, also Titty Boy with us from my old stomping ground.
Yeah, it's let me tell you why it's disrespectful. Because if you say it at the end, if you're not trying to be disrespectful,
right?
You say it at the end
because no one
those are his aliases.
His
aliases are 2 Chainz, Titty Boy, and then the name, his name. You don't put the shit in the middle and then say Titty Boy at the end because you're trying to clown him. She ain't slick. I see the game. I know how to unfold.
Georgia now. One of the most famous rap stars in the world. Right. You know, 2 Chainz, first of all, thank you for being with us.
Fuck with him.
You're a star.
There it is.
So many people, so many
this right here,
teens, so many young adults.
He's not a star.
It's the buildup.
By the way, Nancy Grace is anti-weed.
When you hear about cases like this.
Go ahead
and
pause this right quick.
Why do you still support the legalization of marijuana?
When she said cases like this, she's talking about a case with like a kid who his parents, it's like a 2-year-old and his parents gave him weed or something. Something like that. So she's like, in light of this new information about marijuana.
This one case.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know your persona is different from your rap persona. I know, for instance, you graduated with a 4.0. That you got.
So why are you being so stupid? She's doing a lot of that. That's what I'm saying. I like when motherfuckers come at somebody with a curvy sword.
Did you hear?
It's different.
Did you hear what she did just now?
Yeah, she's trying to come at him on the passive aggressive bullshit.
Passive aggressive. And then she started playing his music.
Yeah, they're showing a video too.
She started.
They're showing a video with a girl's ass shaking.
That's 2 Chainz Happy Birthday Jam Records.
It's called a birthday song, bitch.
Why all the guys have on regular clothes and the women have on skin tight?
Because it ain't. It's my birthday, bitch.
Because it's my motherfucking
birthday, bitch. I don't get naked on my birthday. The bitches do.
I don't know the answer to that. But why do you advocate legalization of pot when you hear stories like what I'm talking about?
Well, from the stories that I just heard you talk about, they were they had alcohol included, which we all know, you know, cause you to black out, forget things, and have memory loss. They also dealt with irresponsible people. I don't think that you could put an umbrella on the whole community off these few incidents that you just named.
Well, what community is that? The potheads.
I just feel like you can't use these particular stories.
Okay,
to
so
define
mommy and
everybody
daddy,
that has recreational use.
I'm not defining everybody, okay? So don't throw me in that pot and stew me. What I'm saying is...
What a cunt.
That's some fucking
That's what I'm saying.
Southern...
I don't want somebody coming at somebody with a curvy sword. That's what I'm trying
localism.
To tell you.
No.
Just be straight ahead with it, you fucking cow.
But you know, but you understand, but just to, you know, you understand that if you go at her with the curvy sword, that is the, hey, bitch, go get raped. That's what that is.
Right.
You got to come at her just like you come at Bill O'Reilly. See, this is the same shit.
But O'Reilly will cut you off. He'll just cut your mic.
She's trying to do that.
Yeah.
She's just not as...
she's not as aggressive as O'Reilly.
She's not as aggressive. Because O'Reilly, if you've ever seen that shit where he can't get the teleprompter dude to act right, that right there is Bill O'Reilly in his head.
Yeah.
He's gotten better.
We'll do it live.
We'll just do it live.
Yeah.
We'll fucking do it live.
I remember
live.
That.
That was from Inside Edition.
That Bill O'Reilly is in his head. He had the interview with Obama where he kept cutting him off because he was like, "We'll do it live. Stop talking."
Yeah. Or you're starting to make a point that I can't refute. Change it. Change subject.
That's what she's doing here too. But she's like, "Don't put me in that pot and fry me."
Right, some Paula Deen colloquialism.
Right.
Legalizing pot ends up in stories like this. And you, with so many people looking up to you, advocate legalization of pot. And I don't get it. I mean, I've seen video of you smoking a big fat doobie. I mean, I've read
Are we still
lyrics.
Calling it that? It's well, a blunt,
let's,
bitch.
Let's
it's
stop right here.
Bitch.
Doobie.
Let's stop right here.
A.K.A. So, joint. So, A.K.A. titty boy.
So, Nancy, when you at home with your family and y'all are watching MTV Jams, you see 2 Chainz?
Right. Who showed you this video?
Who showed you? Did your black intern show you that video? Hey, Nancy, look at this shit. Look what I guarantee you.
Is that
Nancy
a
Grace? Nancy Grace has. Here's my problem with the black community. Sometimes we have a lot of inside like double spies.
Yeah,
meaning like there's an intern probably that works for Nancy. There's an intern that works for Bill O'Reilly. That's like when Bill O'Reilly went after Ludacris.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That.
I guarantee you, some intern, some young black in, that
could be white,
wasn't negative. But I'm going black. I'm going black, dude. Cause what? How would Bill O'Reilly know? Not only that Ludacris is a real rapper. Number one, Bill O'Reilly went after Ludacris because. He did songs for Sprite, right?
Right.
And he knew that
I don't want to censor you, but I don't think he should make money.
First of all, he knew he was a real rapper, number one. Number two, he knew other songs.
Yeah.
He has a research department.
He has
people that like he comes into work and he's like dig up dirt on Ludacris.
I guarantee you.
So she's watching the Doobie video.
She's watching the Doobie Brothers. I'm telling you, man. I guarantee you, some young black intern told her, "Look at what 2 Chainz, ma'am. I'm so sorry to bother you, but 2 Chainz he's gay, so he's definitely not accepted in the black community." Ma'am, there's some
delivered.
This 2 Chainz guy, he's getting ridiculous. Look what he said.
2 Chainz
songs, but when you hear stories like the mom and the dad on the front porch, the baby dies in a fire, then my next story, everybody, that's 2 Chainz Twitter account, that's him smoking pot, and while I have you, why
first
the
off
2
bitch
Chainz?
I'm smoking
just
weed
curious.
now instead of having him answer, she just goes, why the 2 Chainz? That's her next question.
2 Chainz was obviously my second time, you know, coming around as far as a rapper. My first name was Titty Boy, but the name came from an internal thing with my mom, me being an only child, me being a spoiled brat, me being breastfed, so the whole family called me Titty Boy. But then when it was time for me to really go out here and make a name for myself, I figured like 2 Chainz could obviously mean this would be my second chance, and then 1 Chainz being who I am and another Chainz basically being what I thrive to be. So it has a little deeper
meaning. What he thrives to be? Come on,
he actually has a meaning to it.
I guess so.
He has a meaning.
His family called him Titty Boy.
Yeah,
that's
because,
a weird
well,
nickname
that's black people. We do shit like that. That
I
doesn't surprise me literally at all.
Death or die.
He's always on the titty, motherfucker. You titty boy. You know, we do shit like that. The 2 Chainz, okay, he said, you know, 2 Chainz my first chance. I got my second chance. My 2 Chainz.
But let's get back.
But why is that even a question?
Shouldn't be relevant.
We understand.
Because you're trying to clown him.
We understand. We understand. We see what's going on. We understand
fear,
what's going on.
Not trying. And some of your lyrics are so incredible. But then other of your...
On the screen right now, she has the lyrics. That pussy, the pussy is, you know, it's asterisks and shit. That pussy pop like pyro, and she know I'm a pothead. That pussy like a pothole.
Is that an incredible lyric?
I don't know.
I don't think that's the incredible lyric.
That's just him advocating.
I think that's her. I think that's her being sarcastic. And that's why she said it when that lyric was up.
Your lyrics advocates a different kind of lifestyle.
Passive
a different
aggressive.
Kind of lifestyle that I don't think you would want little children exposed
think
to.
Of the
I mean,
children.
Do you have children?
I don't care about
I have two beautiful little girls, and I'm a great father. I just feel like, you know, everybody should basically take care of their own. You have kids, too, as well, right? So it's about governing your own household. It's about taking care of your own property. It's about having some kind of structure in anything.
So,
okay.
I hear you.
Does she expect people, does she expect the artist to take care of the kids? Because it's up to you whether or not as a parent, it's up to you whether or not the kid sees the video. Right.
Well,
it's a lot of shit out. It's crack out there.
Right.
It's all kind of shit out there.
There's a little girl listening to this podcast in the next room.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
She's hearing all kinds of stuff.
Their parents should be stopping them from listening to this.
Right. Some of their parents.
You know why? Because I'm about to say bitch.
Some people should hear that word.
Bitch.
She's not in here right now.
Your daughter. The
She's not in here.
Okay.
She's not in here.
But they always do that when they go after like lyrics, because they've done it with rock music too. It's like,
of course.
What if children hear it? Well, children hear a lot of shit.
First of all, they shouldn't hear it anyway. But
if they do, it's not going to kill them. It's not going to change them.
Yeah.
They hear all kinds of shit.
I don't know about that argument.
I mean, I heard shit when I was a child that I wasn't supposed to hear. A lot of people, everyone I knew did.
Yeah.
You know, and you watch things you're not supposed to watch. You watch videos with titties, movies with a lot of titties in them.
I hear you, 2 Chainz. I hear you. But what I'm saying to you is this. People listen to you. And while you may be able to get high and your children are kept away from that and they're not growing up like that is my guess, is my hope, other people don't have the advantages that you have. Okay, Liz, show me the video of Jessica Gamble. Out of Ohio.
Her voice is so annoying.
This mom, look at this, 2 Chainz. This mom making her 2-year-old child smoke pot. Watch this. I want you to watch it. Look at this baby.
That's what I was telling you earlier about trying to classify her as something that we would all do once we would smoke a joint. I feel like she was irresponsible. I feel like she was a bonehead. That was an imbecile move. Anybody that loves their kid definitely knows not to put them in harm's way, and that's what she did. So I don't agree with that at all. I mean, she may have mental issues. It may be something deeper than a joint, I believe.
Well, you know what? There is something deeper than a joint, and that's well put. Because what she's doing is child
Good
abuse.
Good job. We're well spoken, boy.
Is that if this is legalized, then everybody is going to have unlimited access to pot. And unlike other people that are responsible, irresponsible child abusers,
the only argument is what about alcohol? It's already readily available, and there are videos out there of some dumbass giving beer to a child, and then you just deal with that individual dumbass. You don't make it a whole law against everything. You could never do that.
I'm not sure if you know, but everybody has the ability to get their hands on pot right now, whether it's legal or not. I just feel like if you legalize this particular drug, it could cut out certain things in the criminal justice system as the overcrowding of prisons, as far as putting this on our criminal record to prevent us from getting loans, prevent us from getting homes.
Just
the whole thing
around
other chains.
Weed is not making any sense.
If
more
you
chains.
Want to qualify, we'll live,
you know he's
for
winning,
home,
right?
We'll then why don't you just not smoke pot?
We're living,
why does just not
we're
get
in a
arrested?
Deficit right now. We got to try to find ways on getting out. So I figure if we got half of the states legalizing pot, if the rest of the community legalizes pot, that frees up taxpayers' money. That allows us to do something with this extra funds as far as fixing everything from
I don't
a
know
pothole
what you're saying about freezing,
to a stadium.
Freeing up
so
taxpayers' money. What do you mean free up taxpayers' money?
Well,
what is that?
For me, I'm a taxpayer, okay? And I have one example for me. I'm a taxpayer. My bus get pulled over and they say they smell weed like they do all the time, okay? They find a grind on my bus that has 0.01 of residue inside of it. Okay, they lock me up, they strip me, they try, and then they find out I'm a rapper and they want to know how fine is Nicki Minaj. They want to take pictures and they want to let me go. They obviously charge me with 0.01. I go to court, I go to trial, and then they say, you pack your own bags. Is this your grinder? I tell them no. Well, who pack your bags? They find out my security does it. They drop my case and then they pick it up on my security, who obviously beats the case. If that's not a waste of taxpayers' time and money, I don't know what it is.
All right.
He's killing her.
She's speechless.
She had nothing.
Do we have a commercial coming up?
Now, but let's go a little further. How dumb do you think she thought he was?
Well, of course she thought he was dumb. First of all, he called himself 2 Chainz.
Titty Boy.
Titty Boy and Titty 2 Chainz.
A.K.A. Now, Titty Boy.
This right here is a prime example of, like, once again, it's the curvy sword versus the it's like
he's coming out with a curvy
you
sword.
Don't he's coming out he's coming out
no, he's coming he's no. not he's not guns blazing
no, no well, a curvy sword burn. A curvy sword would be like, bitch, you don't know who you fuck with. I ain't about that bullshit. Now I'm from the trap hole. I fuck this motherfucker plays up down now, bitch. Now here, understand me, I ain't for that old fuck shit. So that's curvy sword. This right here is this
precision.
This is katana. This right here is the shit that Uma Thurman went to Japan for.
Yeah.
This right here, what she getting? This right here is, cuz you can do some, you can't chop tuna with a curvy sword.
You just come straight down from the top with a curvy sword.
Yeah, you just fucking whatever gets cut. This shit right here is like, oh, this
he's
is
slicing and
very,
dicing.
Yeah, yeah, it's very, that's a very thin slice. I know it's thin. Fucking lay back and eat. Fucking relax and eat. Drink that wine. Let me throw some onions on my head. Dumb shit.
Bitch. Disagreeing with
she
you.
Thought he was so dumb.
Yeah.
She thought he was so dumb.
Because she was like, oh, this is a slam dunk.
This is classic race, and it's an intersection of race, a level of racism,
dumbness. It's
a level of racism where it's like those
racism,
blacks,
classism.
Those blacks are too dumb to be
together.
Able to come up with
yep.
a persona.
Yep.
And do you understand what rap is sometimes?
You graduated with a 4.0.
Sometimes it's fake shit. That's why, like, people get mad at Rick Ross for being a correctional officer. Yeah, he was a correctional officer. But guess what? Them niggas want to rap, too, sometimes. He just came up with a better way to do it.
Yeah. Right.
And he can kind of rap.
That wasn't his whole career.
It wasn't his whole career in life.
He didn't want to stop there in life.
He's a mogul now.
Dog, he was looking at niggas naked, and he was like, I cannot wait until I am not... In like giving,
I can't
niggas,
wait till the world I can't sees
wait,
me naked.
I can't wait until I'm
and
not giving
titties.
Got not giving illegal niggas cold showers no more. I can't wait till that day. I got my new single. I got my new single right now. I just talked to this dude named Trick Daddy. I don't know if it'll go anywhere, but I'm tired of doing this.
I could quit this job if this single takes off.
Dog, if this right now, if this whole thing, you know, Trick Daddy's first video was off of Ice Cube's movie with Mike Epps, the second movie, all about the Benjamins.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a song with a song with Trina and Trick Daddy.
They did that. I'm a Thug
and Rick Ross. No, he wasn't in that.
No, well, no.
He was with Slip and Slide because he's out of Florida.
You talking about Rick Ross?
I'm talking about Rick Ross.
Because Trick Daddy did that I'm a Thug video.
Oh, that Trick. No, Trick. Oh, see? Trick Daddy been way. He was around way before I'm a Thug.
Oh, yeah.
And he's old.
But the videos didn't start getting good till I'm a Thug.
No, Trick Daddy. Nah, you don't know now.
I'm a Thug video.
You don't know now was a good video. You don't know now, nigga. That wasn't a good video.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay.
It wasn't a good
they
video.
Put money into I'm a Thug.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, guys, that's what you mean.
Do you guys want to watch the last 2 minutes of this? Or did we get to
I'm sorry.
It's two
we
more
get the
minutes.
Point. She's killing her.
We don't need to.
He's
we don't need to.
Her.
We don't need to. But we understand what's going on.
Yeah, he's killing her.
Do we want to watch it?
She thought he was a dum-dum.
She thought it was a dum-dum, and he wasn't.
Well, I mean, based on his music is dumbed down.
Two Chainz!
Do you understand how far it's dumbed down, though?
It's pretty down.
Dog, when I saw him, when he did that song with Lil Wayne, I knew then. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, he's doing the thing.
He's doing
the thing that Azealia Banks is doing.
Yeah.
He's doing a thing.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
He's doing a thing that Azalea's doing.
He's doing a thing. I hate to say it. He's doing a thing that Snoop Dogg is doing.
Yeah.
How are people not calling out Snoop Dogg?
I saw Snoop Dogg.
Do people still listen to Snoop Dogg?
He has a reality show. His son's playing football.
Yeah.
His son got injured.
Right.
In the game. Took a shot in the shoulder. He's a high school football player. So Snoop is sitting there. Snoop's like, I want to know if he was injured or if he was hurt, because you need to get out there. You need to be a man and get out there and play. I'm like, oh, Snoop.
All right, well, Snoop might be ignorant. But
sit the fuck down.
That's how football people talk.
Ignorant ass
have you
down.
Okay. Have you seen Have you seen Nelly's reality show?
No. I can't do it. You watch a lot more than I do.
I don't watch it, but I've seen it. You know the difference,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know. There's a difference.
It's like, difference. Let me just watch this shit right quick.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Just to say I've seen it.
Yeah.
That's what I did when I was at home for Christmas, by the way, is I watched Nelly reality shows and Chrisley. Now, do you know who Chrisley is?
The problem with Chrisley is I'm like, you can't get past the fact that he's gay and he's acting like he's not. People want to act like he's not gay. I'm like, that motherfucker's gay. Why are we acting like this dude is not gay?
My mom.
Why are we acting like he's not gay? He's a white dude.
I haven't seen this.
Look it up.
Andy.
Chrisley. C-R-I-S-L-E-Y.
Have you ever seen... I can't even explain who Chrisley is.
Do you remember the thing they used to do on SNL? It was
Lyle, the effeminate heterosexual.
Yes, that's Chrisley.
Chrisley is what's his first name? Chris? No,
Chrisley knows best.
Chrisley knows best.
Chrisley, black women that go to church, love Chrisley,
because black women that go to church love gay guys.
My mom,
love gay men.
They
love them. Because they've been running the choir for.
Does he have like a family and stuff?
He's married with children.
He's married with children.
This is his second wife.
Because the first wife was like, are you gay? Hey, Don. I think his name is Todd. Todd.
I don't even know.
His wife kept saying his name.
I don't even know. My wife watched
Todd
it.
Todd Chrisley.
I don't watch it.
Where does that Chrisley come from?
That's his last name.
Todd Chrisley. Basically, he made millions off real estate. And for some reason,
in Atlanta.
Personality. He
where gay people live. Gay men in the closet.
Usually they're black, Dominique, but Chris Gray, but
gay men in the closet.
Gay men in the. We had one. One in our choir.
Friggin' mud.
Let me help you. You need a hat.
Get the hell away from me.
By the way, every reality show, when they want to like build up like a mischievous moment, this is the exact music.
That
they
goofy
all
play. Doo, the music.
That's how you know.
The mouse walking across the floor, going to get the cheese.
For me.
What do you wear camping that's gonna look good?
I don't think it's about
look at that dude. Tell me he's not good.
Always about looks. I'm not wearing this.
It's the voice and the white pants.
I'm not wearing this.
Is not, as a man, there's no way that I could ever wear this.
I'm not gay no more. I mean, wait, cut. I said the line wrong. I'm not wearing this. Fucking reality show music is so terrible.
Ready?
Let him talk to me.
Go ahead.
What?
Let's go, class.
You have to be positive. This is something Grayson wants to do. Put a smile on your face. If you're having fun, they're going to have fun.
Like this.
All right, I'm tired of watching already. I can't watch this.
Oh, no. I don't know. Please don't watch
this. What do they do on this show?
They just talk about his life. Him and his fucking nutso children.
Chrisley? I'm Chrisley. I know best.
I'm Chrisley and I'm gay.
Here's the thing about him, though. Not the fact that he's super duper in the gay or in the closet gay, but his children, he's so controlling.
Right.
Over his children. That's every episode, basically.
That's just him controlling his kids?
Him controlling his kids, yes. That's the episode. He has like all kinds of surveillance. He has people.
He's got grown, spoiled ass children.
Yeah.
And then he's got the little one.
Yeah.
So he's fucked his wife.
He's got the little one that is. The little one is probably worse than the other one, really. Because the little one is just like, I ain't had no discipline. One whooping. Not one whelp, really?
Yeah.
I got mad whelps, nigga.
Todd Chrisley's son. This is from the Daily Mail, so it's probably... It's
you got
maybe,
some bitch pregnant, probably.
Maybe true. Headline.
Well, he has four kids. Who got a black girl pregnant.
Headline so is...
He has a black granddaughter.
Oh, does he have five kids?
Well, he has a black granddaughter.
This
he
is
has
his
an
son,
older
Kyle.
Son from his first
this
wife.
This is his estranged son.
I think he has five kids.
The article, the headline is, I think my dad is gay and fools around with a local doctor. Todd Chrisley's son...
What?
Todd Chrisley's son claims his father is hiding his sexuality from the family. Son Kyle, who is now estranged from him, said he thinks his father is lying. The father of five has been married twice and vehemently denies he is gay. Kyle has well-documented problems with drugs. This is the son, but claims he is now clean.
And That's just to add
the,
this.
That's
to,
the one with the gay, with the gay, with the gay, with the, with black, the black daughter.
Yeah, gay black daughter. Daughter.
Yeah, he has a black daughter. Who's
pause.
Gay?
Pause. No black.
Yeah, pause on the black part.
So he also has a daughter. His old, what, his second oldest daughter, I guess.
Yeah.
She has an.
She had a black boy.
She got married. No. But she got married. I think they eloped or whatever. So they didn't. He wasn't the boyfriend or husband wasn't like screened or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he has the two younger ones.
He didn't get past the gay screening.
Well, not younger. One's teenager. They're and teenagers. The other one is teenagers. And
they
then
drive.
He has. And then he has the little one.
Yeah.
The really little one, which that one.
And he has a granddaughter.
That one. That little one.
Yeah, he's a spoiled piece
gonna,
of shit.
He's gonna restart slavery. The little one. Yeah. He's starting slavery all over again, starting with his cousin. And also, just to throw this in here too, he's religious.
Yeah,
Chris. Oh, well, of course he is.
Chris Lee's religious. Yeah. So it kind of just goes into the whole thing of like, no, there's no way that I'm. There's no way that I'm gay. I have a wife.
I love Jesus. And
I love Jesus. I'm delivered.
I'm celebrating Christmas
delivered?
With my family.
Yeah, come on.
You're if you're not gay, then like
no, it's not if you're not. It's you are gay.
Can you
stop lying to yourself and to us?
Put a window.
I'm not stupid. I hate
windows.
That. That's the thing I hate about more than anything else.
I was raised
I'm
with
not
women.
Stupid. Stop telling me that I am. I'm not supposed to believe what I
was
see.
Raised with women.
Well, you're the dummy.
Is the can you
stop
be possibly
calling me stupid?
A heterosexual.
And you saw
effeminate.
That guy. Stop it.
I'm not saying him. I'm saying this. I'm
no.
sure there are.
No.
I don't
there
think
are
there
people
are.
Who people think are gay and aren't.
I don't think there are.
No.
I don't
no,
think there
no.
are.
Look, I get
Let
hit
me
on,
tell you why.
I get hit on by gay men.
Are you
Let
gay?
Tell you why.
No, here's the
okay.
thing.
Let me tell you why.
Here's the thing. If I tell a gay man, hey, man, I'm not gay, they're going to go, they go, oh, I'm so sorry, and they walk off. If he told somebody he wasn't gay,
they'd be like,
come on,
dog. Can't, I mean,
listen, I know your wife is over there. Don't
look,
worry
man,
about her.
That's,
just,
that's, just she can't hear you. That's
they'll second chance him. They're not going to second chance me.
They're not
going to
second chance us. Right. That's what I'm saying.
They're not going to second chance me. They went out on a limb. There's they were kind of like, he's well dressed.
He's with his wife.
Maybe.
What? He could be.
Maybe.
But he's also black.
Yeah, they went out on a limb. With him, they ain't no limb. They're like, yeah, motherfuckers.
No, you're gay.
His son says from this article, I used to work with him at Chrisley Asset Management. If one of the asset managers was going to take a piss, he would say, you want me to come hold it for you?
That's, okay, that's, that could be joke. That could be joking.
But you can always put it off the joking.
So you can that's question that one.
But
you
over
can
and
question
over again.
That one.
Put off the joking.
Know,
exactly. Over and over again.
You can always put off the joking.
You can question the joking. I'm looking for. I'm a social lawyer. I'm looking for the concrete evidence here.
The evidence has to be.
Like, it has to be like. Did you see him sucking somebody's dick?
The picture
dick?
Of the dick going.
Because
in
right
his
now
ass.
You're just a young kid.
Even
right.
sucking somebody's
claiming
dick.
Your dad.
Even somebody sucking somebody's dick. You can explain that shit away some way somehow. Well, I was asleep
I
and
so.
I thought it was. You
no,
know.
All you have
I
to
don't
do,
think you can do.
All
that.
You have to do is if you're working with
crazy.
Him and he says, "You want me to come hold it for you?" And you, all you have to do is say yes and watch his reaction.
Yeah.
If his eyes light up, you're like, you're gay. If he says, man, I'm just joking. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Then you know. But if his eye, if he gets like this weird grin on his face, you're not going to let him come hold your dick.
Yeah.
But you've now determined that he really wants to.
Yeah.
Which not
well,
a straight
when
man
he
won't
asked
do
you because he had that grin on his face.
Also, he didn't say no
you.
Homo at the end of that joke.
Yeah, he didn't say
he
pause.
He didn't say no homo or pause.
You want me to come hold it? Pause.
Pause. Yeah.
Did you want me to hold it for you? Somewhat homo.
Pause.
A degree of homo.
A little homo. 25%.
Where are we at?
Hour 13.
Okay, let's finish up with this. This story is strictly for Andy. Car dealership staff berates pizza driver. Internet gets revenge via scathing reviews. Okay.
Right, yeah, what is
I
this?
Used to deliver pizzas.
Me
a pizza,
too.
A pizza driver, a Massachusetts car dealership. Okay, so a pizza driver goes to a dealership in Massachusetts, right? He goes in and he takes them. They're buying pizzas. They pull their money to buy a pizza from Pizza Palace, right? The order came to $42, a little bit more.
Right.
The employees gave the driver, Jerry Tanzi, a $50.
No, they didn't.
This is important.
No, they didn't.
This I'm about to say. They gave him $50.
Yeah, not $850.
They didn't give him $850. They gave him $50. And here's where it's important.
$220s.
They gave him $220s and $250s. Okay? Think about that. $220s, $250s. Mm-hmm. All right. Obviously, has he been handing $45 plus another $5, the driver assumed he had been given a generous tip. He thanked it. First of all, it's not even that generous.
That's the general consensus. If they give you extra bills that didn't... That,
they're yours.
They're yours because they've already covered the price of the food.
And it's not even that generous. That's about the right tip on a $42 run. At 20%, it's about $4.
Well, pizza's not really a percentage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you kind of...
You just give them a few bucks.
Kind of run the percentages, but... That's
most
about the right tip.
I usually give them 20 because of, number one, I used to deliver pizzas. Number two.
You're not a piece of shit?
Fucking dangerous.
You're not a piece of shit?
I don't want to say that, but it's fucking dangerous out there.
He thanked his customers and left. According to Tanzi, no one asked for change. I fully believe him, by the way, because no pizza driver is going to be like, motherfuck your change, and just walk out. They're not going
to
do that.
You know what happened to me once?
Let him finish.
Okay, well, go ahead.
However, all was not well. Expecting change from the $50 they handed him for their $42 order, the staff was furious that they had not received the extra $5 bill and change from the $45 back. Unfortunately, what may seem like a most reasonable $7 tip for a $42 order, it seems reasonable to me, was a matter of life and death to the staff at F&R. The owner of the dealership called the pizza delivery place and complained to the manager, the owner of the dealership. The driver was forced to use his own resources to return to the used car dealership and return the $7.
A lot of times when you take something back, whether it's money or you forgot like the breadsticks or whatever, they'll send you on a delivery near that area also. Mm-hmm. So the own resources thing, I think that's...
Putting the own resources away...
The whole job is your own resources.
Putting the own resources aside... Fuck the dealership for making this guy go back after he explains it to them. Fuck them. Not the pizza place.
Well, there's
fuck
a couple...
the pizza place manager for being like, yeah, you need to go back and take
what's,
that.
What's the pizza place?
Take that money.
Palace
back.
Pizza.
You know,
there's
fuck,
a couple things.
They're
a
local.
Do.
Yeah.
Fuck them for that.
They're not
taking a pizza.
Well, let's hold
back.
On a second.
Fuck you, buddy. You gave them the fucking money.
Let's hold on a second.
No, they can't not, do that because they'll call the cops.
Yeah, they're not
the cops.
They're not a. They're not like a chain.
No.
They're a local.
Yeah, they're a local.
I've never heard of them.
Locals can say fuck you. Chains never say fuck you.
Yeah.
Once he got there, the staff of the car dealership began ganging up on the delivery man.
Yeah.
And here's the ganging up on the delivery man.
He walks in because they had first of all, the dealership posted the video themselves onto like Facebook or whatever. And then
they because they thought it would be cool.
Hopefully this will play.
To shit on
the pizza
somebody.
Man?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's your change. It just doesn't make sense why you would hand me a bill that you were just going to have me drive back here to give you back anyway. Because I gave you everything they gave me so we would get the correct change.
Now, some drivers confront and some just say, here's a change, bye. Bye, Felicia. I would leave. I would generally
not
confront.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. Yeah.
I would just say, here you go.
He felt slighted.
He felt slighted. He wanted to just he kind of wanted to pick at them a little
sword.
Because they called him. They basically call you the driver. Like this guy is a thief. Like that's what they're calling that's what they're mm-hmm. calling you. So he's defending himself. I would just give them the money back.
And roll
me a $5 bill that you're gonna ask for back.
Yeah. Why the extra $5?
Correct. You ever go to the supermarket and you give them a certain amount of money so they give you
not a whole kind extra of change bill.
Extra. Not a whole extra bill extra.
Well, if you knew you had an extra bill, why didn't you say that?
Because nobody asked me.
Now woman in the office is talking to him.
The woman standing next to him. Yeah. So, just to clarify, okay, $42 for the pizza.
Yeah.
$45, two twenties and two fives. It could have been $220s and a five.
Right.
Right. So
the extra five.
The extra five implies you keep
you.
This five.
Right. If they give you $220s and $150,
right,
you can either say, do you want change back? Or you can just start giving them change and have them say, no, keep it.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have to deal with the change conversation.
Right.
If they give you an extra bill on top of that, then it's implied that they want you to get that change and all this extra money on top of that. Or they'll still give you the extra five. Can you give me three back on that?
Right.
But they'll initiate that.
Why are people such Go ahead.
Douchebags.
Play. Yeah.
Because I got called. I had even
pointed out on the slip that each soda was $8. It's not like I just took off.
I can't understand a word of any of this.
It was only 12 on the slip, so it's not like I just took off.
The other thing, you just took our money and left, and he's like, no, we talked about the bill, and then I took off.
Even the process of the.
Hey. And the woman, hey, let's not escalate.
Oh no,
she's doing that shit.
She's doing this.
She waved her hand at him.
This right here is the girlfriend thing. Mm-hmm. This is the relationship thing where they say, "Oh, hey, don't get emotional.
Yeah, stop being. You know, just stop being.
Let's not be. And meanwhile, like." Nobody right now has been really
right.
So and so this right here, this right here infuriates.
She waved him off.
A woman.
She waved him off. She was
this
like,
infuriate, right?
Not.
Which basically this body language.
Yeah,
this
is egging it on.
This right here is like I got a Kirby sword.
Yeah,
in the car, bitch.
It's getting it on.
I got a Kirby sword in a car.
I'm gonna get one out
in
the car.
In a holster. In a holster. It's not just laying in the back seat, bitch. It's in a holster. That means I take care of that motherfucker.
It's greased up.
I sharpen it.
It's ready to go. It's sharp.
You're about to get stabbed, bitch.
And look at his body. He turns away from her immediately. Says, I can't deal with this shit. So he turns and kind of takes a step away from her.
Rolls away. Okay. Oh. Oh.
I'm trying to help you.
He turns back.
By the way, everybody in this video. On the side of the car dealership.
They're all pieces of shit.
They're all white.
They're all
not
course.
That dude. Not that dude.
Which one?
That dude.
Is there
right
black?
There.
Oh, yeah. He's outnumbered, though, and he...
No.
Here's the thing.
No, he's the most vocal at
here's
the
thing. Well, yeah.
At the end. Well, let's wait till
see. Yeah, because he's... Yeah. Because he's a black guy around white people who feels like he's got a little bit of status hanging around these white folks.
So is he...
So now I'm going to use my blackness, and I'm going to combine it with their whiteness, and I'm going to get in.
Let's go race. Let's
that's
go race
that thing. That's that thing about when black people get a position of power, they like to lord it over other people who they think are lower than them. That motherfucker right there.
Is he
that
Middle
black
Eastern?
Dude right there.
I don't. He
where
looks,
is he
he's
from?
Got a be,
the pizza guy.
His name
kinda,
is not Middle
dark.
Eastern. His name is not Middle Eastern.
He's of color.
He's got. I don't know what was his name in the article. I didn't catch it.
Because to play devil's advocate with the black guy in the group, he might be like. Yeah, I don't like that. I like white people. I don't like that motherfucker.
I don't like that white
people.
I'm like brown people.
I'm above that white.
Tansy.
He's got something.
Oof.
He's not speaking with an accent.
Yeah, but he's something.
Oof.
But no accent.
All right.
My resources coming back in. All right, so listen. The manager apologized once for you. Do you want him to apologize again for you?
Now the head of the dealership is threatening him again.
That piece
like,
of
I'm
going
to snitch on you to the manager again.
With my friend.
Well, I'll tell you what. You can't come back.
Yeah.
And if this manager was any type of stand-up dude, he would have been like, okay, well, we'll send you a check.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not sending my driver.
All the way back over.
Or.
Store credit.
I'm going to send store credit.
That's
or I'm going to send another driver.
Yeah, I'll send another guy.
Yeah, that's delivering something close by.
Well, sometimes in those situations, the
I'm not
driver,
sending the same person
unless he's the only one working.
Because he might stab you. You know, he got a Kirby sword in his car, right?
Yeah,
I don't even go near him.
He sharpens that bitch.
Yeah, he's stabby.
He sharpens it.
He's stabby.
We had to reprimand him.
He might come in.
He sharpens that shit before his shift.
He's stabby. So
well, he got fired 3 days ago. He still comes
fired.
To work.
Yeah, he still just comes to work.
I don't know what to tell you.
We don't even pay him. He just fucking comes to work.
What to tell you? He's stabby.
We
haven't said nothing to him because he's stabby.
I had to yell at him. God, I wouldn't have came back. He would have had to come to the store.
You got your $7 back, so the world is right now.
So now he took a shot.
Well, he's right to take a shot, though.
What did he say?
You got your $7 back. Now the world is right. He's right to take a shot at him. You pieces of shit.
And then he steps out.
You can't do that. He should just leave now.
And then the dealership guy's like, "I got you on camera, video, audio. I'm telling you.
Audio, everything, buddy. So.
And watch now. He walks out the frame. The driver walks out of the frame, and then watch the woman.
Buddy, so. Hey, I'll just be fine.
before I put my foot in your asshole.
And she follows
just,
him.
Just get like out the door.
Just, and then you see.
That's women shit right
that's
there.
That's woman. Yeah, it's woman shit. To go after him. If she he
and
walks
I can't
out.
Say anything to you. You just know to I say, can't. You know I can't. So you're going to threaten me with physical violence because you know I can't smack that shit.
But you
got to
say how. But you got to say how she did it.
I'll get arrested.
She follows him out.
She follows him out.
She follows him out to say that. That
Boy,
right
put
there.
My foot in your ass.
First of all, I can tell by this just watching this video, she's single. That right there is single woman shit. Where it's like any dude that gets any type of emotional, like women feed off emotion. So if she was in a relationship, she wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
She wouldn't follow him. Yeah. She wouldn't follow a stranger.
She's fucking somebody in an office.
She, but she ain't fucking.
She's a piece of shit.
Basically, she's not happy.
Shit.
I'll say that.
That's that woman shit of I'm gonna confront this man while his back is turned and he can't say nothing to me because he can't smack the shit out of me.
It's not
so
even
I'm gonna threaten him
it's
with physical violence.
It's
also
It's not even that. It's
bitch, I'll put you through the
fucking
floor.
Yeah, of course. That's curvy sword.
Well,
you gotta go katana. If
you gotta go salad shoot. I go salad shooter on all these bitches. You gotta shoot salads on bitches.
And they like salad.
She's great that
I feel good about myself. Every now and then,
floor.
Though, you got to give them a Cinnabon so they feel, like they're not being judged.
And also, but he didn't do anything that warranted.
I'll put my foot in your ass. He was
do you see?
Calm
yeah,
about
she.
He's a lot was, calmer than
she
I
got crunk.
She got off nothing.
You gotta watch it with that curvy.
And you know what else too? It's the old. I'm already walking out the door. And she's like. You got to get out of here. It's like, no, I already did that.
I'm leaving.
So she's just finding something to pick at him about. And then she comes back in and our friend, the black gentleman, jumps in.
She might be fucking him.
Look, they're all happy.
It's my house. Sorry, but really? I don't go to order from no more. You're going to spit in your food. Get the fucking owner and the manager on the phone. I want that motherfucking job.
Okay, stop that.
That was a black dude.
This is the thing about...
I want his job.
Listen, when there are...
I want a fire, basically.
There's a thing about black people. Like, it's like black police officers...
Is he black?
Yeah. Black police officers...
In black.
He's wearing a checkered shirt.
When black
khakis.
People rise up to a level of... Not all of them. Not all of them.
Obama.
But there are a core group of black people who've been fucked with their whole life. And then when they rise up to any type of level of authority...
They got money,
they
too.
Like to lord it over other people of color. Because, look, he's the only person of color in that office.
Westport, Massachusetts, they got money up there.
He's the only person of color in that office. So...
They just being
he
cheap.
He likes to lord it over... other people of color. So when he says, yeah, I'm going to get that motherfucker fired, that's to boost him up in the eyes of these other white people.
Little victory.
Who may or may not think of him as anything. They might think of him as just a step up from this pizza
driver. I'm not surprised they didn't send him right out after. Yeah. Go beat him up, Tyrone.
Also, the woman escalated, so he had to out-escalate
her.
Yeah,
they're pieces
like she had. She went up to the kick his ass. He's like, kick his ass, ruin his life.
Anybody who's ever dealt with a black police officer will tell you point blank, it's amazing how fucking, it's like fucking Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Boys in the
it's
Hood
the same shit. It's the exact same shit.
You know? I hate you little niggas.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
that's
the,
this motherfucker.
The dealership.
Damn. This fat, non-dressed. Look at this motherfucker. Khakis. Look at this motherfucker.
I want to buy it.
Is it tucked in? Do you have on a brown belt?
This
you fucking piece of shit.
Khakis.
I want that motherfucking job.
There's no need to say motherfucker. Yeah, he's black.
Oh, he's flexing.
He's a piece of shit.
He's flexing on him.
And then the dealership put this video up, and they got such negativity. Because they were like, the video was like, watch what we did to this pizza guy, haha.
Yeah.
And people were like, you guys are assholes.
You a piece, yeah.
They took it down.
Of course, yeah. They're pieces of shit.
Pizza Palace has elected to not discipline the driver. No reason to. The pizza shop has elected not to punish Tansy. No reason to. This isn't the first time we've had a problem with F&R Auto. Why are they keep auto off buying pizza from
refuse service?
Naturally, the car dealership proudly posted a video online with the intent of humiliating the poor driver, but the internet responded in a way that Shirley didn't expect. F&R's Yelp page is overrun with one-star reviews, many of which are pretty damn funny. Here come the reviews! One of the better glory holes on this side of town, although I suspect the bald guy being the one on the other side.
Pause.
Nonetheless, I always leave feeling relaxed and stress-free. The bald guy is a black guy. Pause. I don't like it when the bald guy tries to touch me.
The
white guy.
The main
guy. Because the black guy's bald, too.
Yeah.
I don't like it when the bald guy tried to touch me after offering me some pizza. Pause.
It's all gay jokes.
Scumbag salesman. If they screwed over the pizza guy, just imagine how they screw over their customers. That's true.
All right.
Nice.
Karate Master Power Bob. I came to buy a car, but all the cars had cardboard and pizza inside.
What? That doesn't make sense.
I will never borrow another car from those crooks again. The entire time I was at the dealership, the salesman kept asking coworkers what toppings they wanted. It made no sense. I just wanted the 83 Oldsmobile, but no. Couldn't even leave with the best car in the lot. Oh, well.
These Yelpers are trying. They're trying.
Best blowjob I've ever had. 5 stars.
Gay joke.
Pause. Well, there's a girl there. Maybe she gave the best blowjob.
She wasn't the focus.
Please notify us all when blue shirt, half bald dude, fat chick in the 90s clothes, and fatty in the checkered shirt have been fired. Now, possibly we may have some future business.
The girl's not fat.
Let's go back to the video. Why do they all have on coats? Well, the girl has on a coat, but
you know, I bet. Well, women are always cold.
I went in to buy a Yugo and ended up $8 short with a foot up my ass.
Okay,
calling my boss, and then it might be fired.
Also, these little offices sometimes they like
these guys
drafty.
You know what? They set this motherfucker up to do this because
they did.
You give somebody
that's why they're all in there.
220s and 2.5s. You gave that to him?
That's why they did
that. They wanted to fuck with him the first time. They wanted him to have to give the money back that they gave him, but he didn't. And they were like, "Oh, our prank didn't work."
Yeah.
And they had to complain.
Pieces of
shit. I don't think they thought about it that far.
They're pieces of shit.
I think they thought for this.
Yeah.
I think they thought to this moment where
let's
they say, "Yeah, let's call and then call the pizza place and have the driver bring the shit back."
Right.
And then we can confront him, and then we'll have the videos running.
Yeah.
And the driver kind of took the bait because he went to a confrontation mode, and he could have just said here.
He
and
did.
Left.
Yeah, he
well, I mean, they called the right dude,
or
cut out a Kirby sword the shit out of him.
Also, the driver could have done I'm just going to put it in an envelope.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's I'm sure there's a box where you can put shit in.
Yeah.
He could have just put it in an envelope,
slid it in,
closed the door, and went out.
Yeah, key box. Yeah.
I was delivering pizzas one time. There's a couple cues.
I want to put it in
there's a couple box, cues so that they're tipping you and not expecting change. The big one is they start closing the door. They just hand you money and start closing the door. Sometimes they say keep it. They don't always say keep it. But closing the door means, oh, I'm not supposed to stand out here
We're
and count
done.
Back your change.
Right.
This transaction is
We're
over.
We're done here.
So that's a cue. But sometimes also people will try to stiff you and be assholes about it, or be pussies about it. They'll send their 5-year-old to the door. Ugh. And the 5-year-old doesn't know to close the door, or the 5-year-old just stands there waiting for change. And so you can't ask the did you want change? Can you go ask your mommy if she wants to change? You just have to give the money back to the kid.
Yeah.
I delivered one time to this house. This woman was pulling out of the driveway as I pulled up, the mother, basically. She ordered pizza for her kids, and she was going out somewhere, like teenagers, 12, 13, 14. So I go, the kid gives me the money. I give him the pizza. He starts closing the door. I'm like, okay, this kid gets it. I get back in my car. I'm driving out of the neighborhood, and the SUV in front of me comes to a stop, middle of the road. It's the woman who had pulled out when I got there, and she stops and gets out and comes back. She goes, "You didn't give my son his change." She's like yelling at me. I'm like,
what
who
change?
Are you?
Yeah, I'd have kept driving.
She goes,
right. Bitch.
She goes, "You just delivered to my house and you didn't give my son his change." And he got on the phone and called her, basically. He snitched. So I was like, I was like, well, first of all, you shouldn't be snitching.
Secondly, he's going to get stitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stitches is coming.
Yeah. And I said, oh, well, he closed the door. He just started closing the door. I thought it was done. She goes, okay. Oh, yeah. He just didn't know how to do it. So I had to like sit there and give her change back from my car window.
God.
I think she let me keep like a dollar or something. It was like it was only like a $3-4 tip. So sometimes people, they fuck up by letting their kids go to the door. But it's easy to tell when they're tipping. You don't have to even ask. Their body language tells you. You don't have to like guess. If they hand you an extra bill, just fucking walk out. You're done.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If I give somebody, the only way I could think that this might happen is, let's say the bill is $18.
Right.
And I'm going to give him a 20, but I give him a 50.
Of course, yeah.
You know, on accident. Even after the guy, after the guy's gone, I'm looking through my wallet and I realize I gave him the 50.
Yeah.
I'm not calling
your loss
for the 50.
Yeah, you fucked up.
I'm just going to be like, that's God's will. And that's the way it is.
Right. That happens sometimes.
That's the way it is. You know, it's just how it goes. These pieces of shit tried to get this guy to come back.
I want his job.
Yeah, man.
I'm glad they're getting destroyed.
This was planned.
I'm glad. Now the dude has raised like $15,000.
Yeah, people just, now that's
people
what people
send
do.
Him money.
They just start GoFundMe like accounts.
Everybody's sending him $7.
Yeah.
You know, $7 tip. So, and you know what? Good for him. Do whatever you want to do. Something nice. Buy a car, buy a little brand new used car.
From that dealership?
Do something nice for yourself. They're sending you money, fine. Fucking do something nice. And if it turns out that the pizza driver is a piece of shit, I don't care. Because in this instance, he wasn't. He wasn't being a piece of shit.
Maybe he'll go to that dealership and buy a car in increments of $7.
That would be hilarious. Just keep throwing down $7.
I want the Taurus. Yeah. Can you give me the Taurus out there? Yeah, keep the change. Just drops a bunch of singles. Walks down.
Bunch of $7 with paper clips around them.
Yeah, exactly.
Fives and twos. Three $2 bills and a one.
Yeah, I'm not delivering pizzas no more. I didn't know if you heard.
That would be hilarious.
Been away a long time. Been making money on the internet.
That's how people are. Pieces of shit. Listen, people. The internet has so allowed people to be pieces of shit.
Yeah, but it also allows you to set up a GoFundMe for
there
a pizza
you
drop.
Go. So I guess it's yin and yang, baby. Right. Listen, people, we're coming to the end of today's podcast. You guys got a couple of long ones.
Yep.
Hope you enjoyed them today. We got shows coming up on February 13th. It's Three Guys On versus Romaine and Lettuce in the Draft House of the Green Room. Come on. And the Draft House, the Green Room,
the Draft House.
February 14th, I will be hosting I'm doing time in front of The Princess Bride, the Valentine's special show they do every year at the Arlington Cinema Draft House. It's 7 o'clock. Come on through. Look on the website. You can get your tickets. February 5th, 6th, and 7th, I am at Magoobies in Baltimore. And February 8th, I'm at the Cellador in Frederick. So come through and get some. If you want some, come get some.
Yeah.
Oh, far out. March 6th, I am at the Avalon Theater in Easton, Maryland. Myself and Jesse Thomas. So come on out and come get some if you want some.
I got nothing.
Nobody else?
Nothing of note.
It just happens like that sometimes. Yeah.
Let's be honest. We're gonna. Me and Andy will be at Eastern Maryland coming up soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's
right.
Our bookings kind of coincide month to month.
It's gonna happen
with when one person finds out something new.
Salvador, you just did Magoobies.
I'll be in Magoobies soon myself. Let's be honest.
It just happened.
I'll be at the DC Improv next week, though.
There you go.
I'll be opening for Big J Oakerson.
Big Jake. Hopefully, maybe we can get him on the podcast. Maybe we don't know yet. You'll know when we know.
Please, if you want to come to the show, I'm just emceeing. Long story behind that, but it doesn't matter. I'll be opening the show. It should be a good show either way.
So come on through and get some.
And it'll be check him out first because he'll be doing the longer set. Check him out online. See what he does. See if you like it. If you do, come out, pay your money, get a babysitter.
Don't warn him.
You got to warn people because now that's how the whole blogging thing starts. You let them know, hey, it's not like music.
Jay's funny. Come see him.
Come check him out. If check him out online first. And then come out if you like him. And if you like me, of course, you know, I'm only up there for 10 minutes. So if you don't, I'll be off stage soon.
Yeah.
But other than that, yep, February 13th.
There you go. So you guys come on back. We'll be here for you on Thursday. We hope you like on Monday. Excuse me. And we hope you like enjoy today's podcast. Because again, as always, we enjoy bringing it to you. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
And we have three guys on. We're three guys out. Tim Miller lives.
I spoke two joints in the morning. I spoke two joints at night.